I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Johnny DiLoretto. This is Cinema Classics, and today we should pay tribute to one of our own, John Roger Ebert.
Oh, he's the one film critic that everyone knows, or virtually anyone who's watched any movies knows. This is a significant contribution.
Wow, you know, I used to watch that show when I was a kid on PBS, the first iteration of At the Movies with him and Gene Siskel. And I started thinking, you know what, I might not be a film critic if it wasn't for that guy.
I know. And I'm feeling his presence today with the two of us, Siskel and Ebert. It somehow infuses the way film critics, when they're together, react toward each other. And there's a certain benign yet combative way that we do it that is successful for us. And I can't help but think it's because we saw Ebert, Siskel and Ebert, and Ebert, who did not like Siskel initially.
Right.
They were at both sides of Chicago.
Yeah, right.
And Ebert actually was put off by when Siskel disagreed with him.
Yeah.
But he realized that this was good for the show.
It was entertaining. Pauline Kael, I think, made film criticism accessible, exciting, impassioned, and she loved movies. Combining those two guys and pitting critics against each other became a sort of blood sport. And it's become an entertainment staple ever since.
Oh, yeah. And you talk about Pauline Kael, who for me was the first really smart critic whom I could understand. Mm-hmm. She was able to make that translation, which I think we try to do all the time. Rather, you know, we're former English majors, and I suppose there's a jargon that we could have here
right. That
we wouldn't be on the air if we used. Bringing that film home to people who aren't as passionate about it as we are, that's the gift that they had.
Yeah.
I still go to Ebert. After I've written my reviews, I want to see if I missed some element of humanity.
Interesting.
Because the guy was in touch.
You know, I think he would be probably dismayed to learn that his and Siskel's thumbs up system probably was the death of film criticism, because it was so entertaining and because they're reducing their ideas to this thumbs up, thumbs down thing, which gave way quickly to the 4-star system.
Correct.
Instead of people engaging with the ideas, they were really only looking for the thumbs up and the thumbs down.
Sure.
All the good stuff got lost in between.
I fought for years having a grading system. And then I discovered that it was not only a service to my readers, who really did want to know on that scale of A to F where I stood. I also wanted to know where I stood. It forced me to give it a kind of grade, because I'm an educator. I always assume people will read my reviews
right. To
know why I get to that. And you're saying very accurately that for many people it was just a thumbs up, thumbs down.
When I wrote for the other paper, we were on a 5-star system,
yes.
You know?
Yeah. Much of what people write for film, including you, is some of the best writing I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
Is here's the man who won a Pulitzer Prize who can write.
When I would look at his reviews, I was kind of put off by them a lot of times because they didn't seem as rigorous. He seemed to go at it from a very conversational sort of...
Almost folksy.
Yeah, a little folksy and stream of consciousness a little bit. It took me years later to go back and realize the value in some of that writing, because he was feeling it. He was feeling his way through his perception of the film as a writer and as a movie lover.
Sometimes we get very passionate about the films that we review. When people talk to me about our reviews, it's never specifically about what we said. It's rather the feeling. And I've learned from that it's so important that we care about or don't care about the movies we review. In the end, what do you really feel about the film? Hey, you didn't like that film. Hey, you really liked it, so I went to see it. That's what Ebert had for me.
But isn't that why it's such a great art form?
Oh,
because it engages your emotion just as much as it can engage your intellect. A lot of people disengage with the thinking part of movie going. Great writers, they're able to lead the reader back through the movie like with a trail of breadcrumbs, you know,
nice.
a trail of great ideas that interpret the movie.
This is it's a holistic thing.
I mean, not only do I have to have Roger Ebert to thank for probably making me a film critic, but I also have to thank him for one thing he did years ago when Scorsese was in town in front of the Mershon audience. Ebert started the interview off by saying, you know what, a young man yesterday asked you about Westerns, and you unfairly dismissed the question. And I thought, wow, now that guy, I love that guy. You know, he was a good guy. Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway at 1550 North High Street. Further details and showtimes online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at wcbe.org.